Good morning. It's 7:59. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And it's time now for Celtic Dawn. And we're going to be starting off with a trio of songs from Deborah Cowan. She's up at the Me and the Coffee House in Marblehead this weekend. And we invite you to check it out. You can see all things good on her website, as well as supporting the person who she was supposed to be appearing with, John Roberts, who is trying to get a working hip and is still recovering from an infection, and hope that the operation goes smoothly. But you can purchase a copy of Ballads Long and Short, the best of every sort. But in the meantime, here's a Deborah.
When I open my eyes, I can see you still, with the sunlight so gay glinting on the quay. All buttons and bows and the bloom of the rose you wore for me. Oh, I swore I'd return as a prince someday, with a ship full of gold for the world to see. Yes, I promised you then, though I couldn't say when that day would be. And long are the days since we lay in the fields so green, and long are the nights to consider what might have been. And the song of the geese in the wind will call your name. The mountains just laugh when I turn towards home. Not a mountain so high, nor a man so small. Is it ours to the shore, or 10,000 miles more beyond recall? Was a fool to believe all the things they said. Twice a fool just to kiss you and sail away. But they lied when they told of those rivers of gold in America. And long are the days since we lay in the fields so green, and long are the nights to consider what might have been. And the song of the geese in the wind will call your name. If a word or a wish could transport me now, I would fly to your arms like a moth to flame. But I'm chained and I'm bound to this cold foreign ground with none to blame. Does my love warm your heart through the cold, cold night? Does it twine round your heart as the roses grow? Or does love burn away, leaving ashes so gray and cold as stone? and long are the days since we lay in the fields so green, and long are the nights to consider what might have been, and the song of the geese in the wind will call your name. And the song of the geese in the still calls your name. Early in the morning at the start of the day, I force my fingers round the handle of the blade. I start into cutting just as fast as I can. By the end of the day, I can hardly move my hands. I got that old carpal tunnel and my hands won't move, but the foreman tells me stay in the groove. You cut that cattle as fast as I do, you get that carpal tunnel too. 10 years ago, I started in the kiln. Now 10 years later, well, I got my fill. But I keep on cutting, though the line's twice as fast. I don't know how long these arms will last. I got that old carpal tunnel and my hands won't move, but the foreman tells me stay in the groove. You cut that cattle as fast as you do, you get that carpal tunnel too. I work with a knife and a blade in my hands. I cut them cows with the big iron band. But it feels like a knife is cutting me all the time. It's the curse of the speed upon the packing house line. I got that old carpal tunnel and my hands won't move, but the foreman tells me stay in the groove. I cut that cattle as fast as you do, you get that carpal tunnel too. There ain't 5 minutes that passes a man that he don't feel the carpal tunnel deep in his hands. He feels it in his fingers and his wrists all the time. 'Cause the carpal tunnel lives in the big nerve lines. I got that old carpal tunnel and my hands won't move, but the foreman tells me stay in the groove. You cut that cattle as fast as you do, you'll get that carpal tunnel too. Well, I'm going for an operation once more, but I come right back to the killing floor. I tell them darling children of mine, don't you ever go to work on the carcass line. I got that old carpal tunnel and my hands won't move, but the foreman tells me stay in the groove. You cut that cattle as fast as you do, you get that carpal tunnel too. Oh, the foreman tells me stay in the groove. I got that old carpal tunnel and my hands won't move. John O'Connor. I sang this song in California a couple of years ago, and after I finished the first chorus, the entire audience went, "Arr!" And it wasn't even Talk Like a Pirate Day. North Atlantic packet ships would eat a man alive between their brass-bound skippers and their hard-case crews. But when you're on that westward run fighting to survive, it takes a rugged mob to pull her through. Packet rats of Liverpool will give it all they got before the wind are driving through the gale. The gang they call the Bloody Barty's the toughest of the lot, and no bucko made has ever made them quail. Well, I've known the hardest captains and sailed with the toughest crews. I've shipped aboard me share bloodbaths, matey. But I've never seen as big a row in all my years at sea as when Captain Samuels met the bloody 40.
I knew somebody would do it.
Samuel sailed the dreadnought on the Red Cross line. She was the smartest packet of her day. She sailed from New York to Liverpool in record time, and he drove his men like oxen all the way. Many a poor sailor toiled beneath his lash. You could give your all and still he'd ask for more. And if you dared to cross him, you would never win that clash. The bloody 40 aimed to even up the score. Well, I've known the hardest captains and sailed with the toughest crews. I've shipped aboard me share bloodbaths, matey. But I've never seen as big a row in all my years at sea as when Captain Samuels met the bloody 40.
At least you can do it together if you're going to do that.
The dreadnought needed crewmen for the run back to New York, and the bloody 40 signed on to a man. The magistrate warned Samuels they were up to evil work, but he said, I mean to break 'em if I can. Finnegan and Sweeney were the leaders of the gang, and tougher men I swear I'd never met. They meant to steal the vessel as soon as eight bells rang, but the old man wasn't daunted by the threat. Well, I've known the hardest captains and sailed with the toughest crews. I've shipped aboard me share bloodbaths, matey. But I've never seen as big a row in all my years at sea as when Captain Samuels met the bloody 40. The ship was just off Queenstown when the mutiny began, and the crew refused to haul the weather brace. Finnegan pulled out a knife and cursed at the old man, calling him a coward to his face. Samuels with a pistol called the sailor's bluff. He stood alone, a rock against the tide. His officers soon proved that they were made of weaker stuff. The second mate alone stood by his side. Kill him now, cried Sweeney, and send him straight to hell, as the bloody 40 surged to the attack. Just then a band of immigrants leapt forward with a yell, and with iron bars they held the 40 back. Sounds of blows and curses filled the summer's night as the mutineers, they fell into the trap. They hadn't known that Samuels had been ready for a fight, for he'd armed 24 Dutchies for the scrap. Well, I've known the hardest captains and sailed with the toughest crews. I've shipped aboard me share bloodbaths, matey. But I've never seen as big a row in all my years at sea as when Captain Samuels met the bloody 40. The mutiny was over and the captain had prevailed, but Finnegan alone would not repent. It took 10 hours in the sweatbox before his courage failed, and he begged for mercy, beaten down and spent. The remainder of the voyage, Samuels preached the holy word, and his sermons brought those hardened men to tears. And when the dreadnought docked, it was the strangest thing I heard. The bloody 40 gave the old man 3 big cheers. Well, I've known the hardest captains and sailed with the toughest crews. I've shipped aboard me share bloodbaths, matey. But I've never seen as big a row in all my years at sea as when Captain Samuels met the bloody 40. Well, I've known the hardest captains and sailed with the toughest crews. I've shipped aboard me share blood boss matey, but I've never seen as big a row in all my years at sea as when Captain Samuels met the bloody 40. As when Bully Samuels met the bloody 40.
It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
Good morning. We heard three songs from Deborah Cowan, a fantastic album called Among Friends, recorded live at the Back of Pipes Folk Club in West Yorkshire in the UK. We heard The Rose You Wore for Me, Carpal Tunnel, and the Dreadnought Mutiny. And as we remarked at the top of the hour, she is appearing at the Me and the Coffee House in Marblehead, and I understand seats are still available. You can find out more, as well as purchase several fine albums from Deborah on her website at www.deborahcowan.com. And next up, we've got another local lass. This is Jenna Moynihan, great Scottish fiddler.
Thank you. sown in my country. They fenced me in but took away the things that belong to me.
That was Stickin' the Wheel with Common Ground from their album From Here. Great band from across the pond. Prior to that was Enya with Astra et Luna, Starlight and Moonlight from Dark Sky Island. And we heard Jenna Moynihan doing a set from Woven, Rise Ye Lazy Fellow, The Millstream, and The Night We Had the Bears. Next up, we've got The River Drivers, then something from Sinead O'Connor, John Renbourn, we've got the Peat Bog Fairies, Archie Fisher, The Men They Couldn't Hang, tons more good stuff for your listening pleasure.
Rushes dense as cold, so close.
That's not Dave Van Ronk, that's John Renborn from very early on in his career, doing a couple of blues. The first one was The Wildest Pig in Captivity, and then it was Candyman and The Attic Tapes. This was an album that came out posthumously after John's untimely death. A pal of his had some tapes in the attic, and hence the name. And when they were spooled on a player. It turned out to be pretty good stuff there. Prior to that was Sinead O'Connor with Dense Water Deeper Down from I'm Not Bossy, I'm the Boss, and the River Drivers with a Blair Mountain. Next up, we've got the Peat Bog Fairies, and then we're hoping to get in Archie Fisher and the Men They Couldn't Hang.
Thank you. my father gave to me, a saddle of tooled leather, a restless horse, a well-honed blade, passed down by his father. He asked me if I knew the way. I answered, I will find mine. Just come back was all he'd say. So long ago, so far away. My mother gave to me a kiss, her silent blessing. I searched her face to know her thoughts, but I was left to guessing. She held out the cloak of wool that I had seen her weaving. She smiled as I took the gift, but I could feel her grieving. Above Loch Carron, where my love waited open arms for the parting we had planned on, and the flower that she gave to me had soft deep crimson petals. I climbed back on my mount to leave, so tall there in the saddle. Distant shore, the boot prints just my own, and gaze across the windswept sea, where word has come from home. My father dead, my mother ill, my lover well and married. I have a horse, a sword, a cloak, regrets I'll always carry.
Till the morning comes. grave.